This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Donna Brazil dropping a major bombshell yesterday on the Democratic Party's alliance with Hillary Clinton.
And
an excerpt from her new book called Hacks, which will soon come out. Brazil writes, I had promised Bernie when I took the helm of the Democratic National Committee after the convention that I would get to the bottom of whether Hillary Clinton's team had rigged the nomination process, which a lot of people had suspected at the time. As Hillary's campaign gained momentum, she resolved the party's debt. It had become dependent on her campaign for survival by September 7th, the day I called Bernie. I had found my proof, and it broke my heart. That is a major statement. Here now to react is contributor at The Hill and The Washington Examiner, Jen Kearns. This is a huge allegation from the wing woman of Hillary Clinton in a lot of this. I mean, the person that they said gave her the questions from CNN. I mean, they were all in this together, and now here comes this book. What is the allegation that she says Hillary Clinton did here?
Yeah, this is really astonishing, Rob. And Donna Brazil is really giving us an inside look as to what actually happened. A little play on words with Hillary's book tour. This is really remarkable here. It shows that in August of 2015, almost a full year before Hillary Clinton actually became the nominee.
Way before.
She entered into this agreement, a contract with the DNC to say that that her campaign would control the strategy, the messaging, the funds, and would even, this is what makes me wonder, would even have first right of refusal on who was hired as a communications director at the DNC. Now, I can tell you, I've worked for the largest state party in the nation, the California Republican Party.
Yeah.
I know how party apparatuses work. I've done work for the RNC. This is highly, highly unusual. You don't get those kind of privileges until you become the nominee. The fact that Hillary Clinton engaged in this contract with Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the DNC almost a full year before she became the nominee.
This is back when Debbie was running the show. And basically, you think that there was just an assumption, hey, I'm doing this thing. This is my turn. I don't care who else runs. This is my show. We're going to do this. And Debbie was just complicit.
Yeah, you know.
Well, you know, the thing that's quite interesting about all this is, you know, my first thought is Donna Brazil is trying to interject herself and become relevant once again. If you remember what she did to herself, she absolutely obliterated her career and her standing, you know, outside of those, you know, really staunch progressives on the Democratic side. And then even then cut it in half because she was so prejudiced toward Hillary Clinton. I mean, remember, this is the same woman that gave Hillary the questions from CNN. And ended up losing her job at CNN. And so now here she comes out with her version, and like all of a sudden this gives her place and people are talking about her, and maybe, you know, she might be relevant again.
Losing your job at CNN?
Yeah.
For helping the DNC?
Yeah, exactly.
That must have been pretty bad.
Yeah, well, it was. It was bad, you know, and here it is. In addition to that, Scott, she... you know, when she was running for the DNC chair, did you hear her rancor and her language, the way she came across? I thought, oh, my man, this woman's out of control. And so here it is. And you know, we mentioned Donna Brazil. I mean, I think she's a smart woman on a lot of levels. And, you know, I think the public is deserving of an apology for her. If you remember, we invited her on the show to come and offer an apology. Well, I guess this is her way of apologizing is... you know, I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to throw the Clinton woman under the bus. I don't know how this is going to sit in Clintonville. Because the exposure, as you and I have been talking about for quite a while, remember we said after Obama's out of office, a lot of these scandals that didn't happen suddenly are coming to roost. Surprise, surprise. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Welcome aboard.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, as I mentioned to you, I've been here in California. Of course, the Dodger Blues are singing the Dodger Blues. Didn't fare too well in Game 7. But that's what happens sometimes in life. A bit of disappointment. But, you know, look, they're young. We'll see also what goes on. Also, yesterday I had a chance. What a treat. Randall Bell took us out, and we were supposed to meet with Phyllis Fender, but she had an accident and was unable to meet us for lunch. But meanwhile, Randall was kind enough to take my son and I around the Fender headquarters, the old Fender history, legacy, Leo Fender. Oh, my goodness. We saw the very first guitar that Leo had made and the very last. In fact, the last guitar, nobody plays. They don't even know what it is. It is a mystery in and of itself. But we're talking the iconic guitar maker, incredible story. And if you remember from the interview that we had with Phyllis and with Randall, it is quite the story. In fact, we covered some old ground when I was a kid growing up, and I lived in Ventura County, and we used to drive up to Anaheim and La Palma Park and play American Legion baseball games there. And it was just a real walk down memory lane, as you can imagine. But you're going to hear more about it in the coming days right here on Bill Martinez Live. William Owens Jr., the agent of greatness, is going to be joining us now. He's launching a national bike trek called Shift to Greatness, a biblical transition from the pain of the past to the promise of greatness for all Americans. Let's bring William Owens on right now. William, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's time for our nation, it's time for individuals to shift to greatness. It's a joy to be with you.
Yeah, and the thing is about what I like about this shift to greatness, it gives us the assumptive, which I think is properly positioned if people can catch this. You have greatness within you. You've got the gears
Absolutely.
To greatness, right? You just got to shift to it. Right?
You just have to shift to it. Absolutely.
Right.
You know, I read a statement written by this guy. He says, I really believe our desire to do great things overwhelms a languishing economy or weak leadership. Mm-hmm. And that's a quote from you, Bill, on your page.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you something. Regardless of the circumstances, regardless of our past, regardless of what pain we endured, the fact that we were made in his image gives us the evidence enough. It's instilled in our DNA. That we have greatness inside of us, and it
That's
doesn't
right.
matter what age or dispensation we're in, whether it's the 20s, the 80s, 2017, or 2025, mm-hmm. we have the capacity and the ability to shift to greatness, and that's what this bike trek throughout the country is all about.
Right. Well, I want to pause for just a moment because you said something significant here, and I want to make sure people catch it. The people like us who are people of faith, and we understand the language of God, made in His image, speaks to our very heart and soul, and it is profound. It is so profound that I'm especially wanting of people who do not understand the language of God and do not quite understand what made in His image is all about. Sadly, these are the people who have gone along with the culture. The culture has put its good housekeeping seal of approval on abortion, the abortion of babies, including somebody who is a foreigner. That, you know, God even tells us that we should welcome them and be warm and hospitable, reminding the children of Israel that they were once aliens living in a foreign land. Now, a little bit of a different story here in terms of the immigration issue, I understand. However, the sense is still the same, is that when somebody comes to our country, it should be for good, not for bad. And here it is, in the name of we the people, the government executed a yet-to-be-born child in the womb of a 17-year-old teenager who's not even a citizen of this country.
Mm-hmm.
And if, well, see, if you don't understand made in the image of God, imago Deo, then, you know, it's like, okay, it's just, it's just a bunch of tissue, nondescript, it's a fetus. And, you know, and interesting that you can talk to two women and even the woman whose baby is, you know, maybe a couple of weeks younger, it's still a baby. You know, that's my baby. But for a woman who wants the convenience to be able to deposit that child, like, or, you know, that fetus, that inconvenient bunch of tissue that has no regard for the idea that God has made us in His very own image and how sacred that is. You know, John Kelly talked about the loss of sacredness in our country. And this is one of the huge sacred issues that we've lost along the way, isn't it?
It really is, Bill. And I think the way we treat ourselves is a great example of that. We've lost our own individuality, and as a result, we no longer treasure those lives who are striving to come amongst us. In fact, when I look at the word shift, it, you know, God's given me that word as an acronym, and shift stands for something. It stands for, first of all, servant. We have to be a servant one to another.
Right.
H stands for humility, and the I is very important because it stands for individuality. When we give up our individuality, we become a part of a false narrative. And F stands for faith, and T stands for truth. There's no way we can move to greatness unless we grasp these things. And just to build up on what you're talking about, the individual, when we allow ourselves to become so immersed in this culture, we lose our individuality. Mm-hmm. And as a result, we lose touch with the fact that we are created with purpose.
Exactly.
And no matter how many possessions we have, no matter what our position is, if it's not related to our purpose, then we don't have passion. Mm-hmm. And if we don't have passion, we have no sense of being, no sense of individuality. And this is what's causing our country to become so easily polarized, because people are easily swayed. They join a group of other individuals who have no sense of purpose. And so as a result, you build this mantra, and people think because of numbers, they're going to have significance. And it doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. The individual means that God made you specifically. He loves you perfectly. And He has something in you that no one else has.
Exactly.
And you have to find your gears. And you have to shift. Sometimes we have to shift from the pain of divorce. We might have to shift from a pain of loss, of financial ruin. We might have to shift from racism. We might have to shift from all manner of problems and pain that we've had. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you something, the fact that you can choose, the fact that you might be sitting in that particular place of pain, that pain is evidence that there's joy.
Mm-hmm.
And you can shift, you can change gears. And that's what shifttogreatness.org is all about. You know, Bill, last year, 2016 in September, I wrote a poem on September 14th called America in Trouble. The next day,
I'll tell you what. You know, I want you to share that poem with us, but we have less than a minute, and I don't want you to rush through it. So, can we just pause just a moment, and when we come back, I want you to share that poem with us. I know it's very powerful. And again, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're grasping what William is sharing here with us, especially when he talks about this individuality. I mean, you are made for a purpose. You're not a theory. It wasn't like God said, well, you know, William, I think I want somebody to be able to talk to somebody here or do this kind of, God doesn't operate that way. Okay. But again, if you don't know the God that we serve, you're missing out on all the beneficence, all the things that keep you up late at night going and that you sense it within yourself that it should be different and it should be better. We're going to talk more after this.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it.
I've got a heart overflowing because I've been restored.
anybody should steal your joy because, you know, if your joy came from God, if he gave it to us, he's not an Indian giver. You know, he never takes it back. We may let go of it, right, William? But, you know, once he gives it to us, it's all over us. And, yeah, hey, you might as well just say thank you, God, and have yourself a blessed day. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. William Owens Jr. is with us, the agent of greatness himself. And, yes, he's got a special poem he wants to share with us, so we want to share that with us now. William, take it away.
Thank you, Bill. This poem is a portion of the poem Shift to Greatness. In September of 2016, I wrote a poem that day on September 14th called America in Trouble. The next day I wrote another poem. And Bill, I kept writing a poem until I wrote a poem every day until the elections. It turned out to be 53 poems. It's now in a book called Poems for America. And the poem I'm reading you now has recently been placed in that book called Shift to Greatness. It's on the last page of the book. I'm going to read a portion of the poem, and it's called Shift to Greatness once again. Shifting with an intention to a purpose of greatness defines who you are. It's the ultimate high of life, the journey to the destination, the who of what God made you to be without apology. To shift is a radical transition, a denial of anyone or anything, robbing you of your unique contribution to the tapestry of your community, yea, even to the grandeur of your very existence throughout the timeless reign of eternity. Let that sink deep into your spirit until, alas, you hear an intimate, God-breathed epiphany. That's a portion of the poem, Shift to Greatness. The entire poem is being actually produced in video. It'll be ready this coming Monday. Mm-hmm. You know you'll get a link to it. And as I travel throughout this bike trek, I'm actually going to be visiting elderly care, hospitals, teen groups, colleges, churches. And part of my platform is to share the message of Shift to Greatness and my poetry along the way. The book has about 60 poems in it, and people who are supporting my bike trek actually get a copy of that book.
Wow, very cool. Now, you're starting in Las Vegas, as we talked about off air. The Trek 2017, the bike trek 2017 starts in Vegas. Of course, this is going to be a blessing to those that are still recovering, prayerfully, the families that have been affected, that have lost a loved one, that going to have, family members missing for the holidays because of this incredible, heinous terrorist act that took place in Las Vegas, which to this day, William, there are still so many questions, timelines have changed. You know, it's bizarre. So as I was encouraging you to do and the rest of the trekkers on the bike is to keep the light on there. Bring the light of truth into Vegas that it cannot resist the truth of God and what actually happened there, because it is amazing to me that we're so many weeks down the road and it just seems like there's more questions. This whole process and investigation is very dynamic, very unlike most investigations that we've experienced in the past, where there seems to be, you know, a beginning, a middle, and an end.
You know, you're absolutely right, and I think this is probably one of those issues that I hate to say it will probably be repeated. Our country is in a dark place, but let me say this: darkness can only exist where the light's not shining. Darkness can only prevail where light does not shine forth, and that light is within each of us. And we have to resolve within our hearts and our minds and in our wills, and this is where courage of heart comes in. We have to not just wring our hands and say, I wish, I wish, I wish. We have to recognize that we can do. We can make a tremendous impact. And not just an impact, but let that impact be followed through with action to speak truth to power. And that's what this bike trek is about. And as far as leaving from Las Vegas, it really has a lot of significance. It has a lot of meaning. And I believe we have to shift gears. We have to shift to greatness. We can't allow America to fall into the despair of hopelessness. And I believe that's what the enemies of life are trying to do. They want us to give up hope. And if we're not careful, Bill, we'll find ourselves so preoccupied with the terror. We're so preoccupied with the evil that we forget about the good. We forget about our individuality. And we become somewhat paralyzed. We become somewhat afraid. And before you know it, we're like, well, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this because this could happen.
Right.
All of a sudden, we become the worst type of victim when the enemy needs to do nothing because we've capitulated to fear. And
exactly.
As a result, we become our own worst enemy, no longer pursuing our purpose, our individuality. Mm-hmm. And when you put faith in God, let me tell you something. There's no way possible we can all of a sudden die on accident. It's not like all of a sudden we die, we find ourselves in heaven, and God's like, oh, my goodness, William, I'm so sorry. I got caught off guard.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here? How did you get here?
Exactly.
We have confidence. We have power in knowing that, wait a minute, our life is filled with purpose. And that perfect love casted out all fear. We might not ever find out what happened in Vegas in detail like God will find out on that day of judgment. There's one thing, though, God will hold us accountable for. And that is that you do what I made you for. That's what we're accountable for, doing what he made us for. And that's what I'm going to be thinking about and praying about as I change gears on that bike, shifting to greatness throughout America. And people can follow me right online at shifttogreatness.org. They can follow my activity. I'm meeting people every day. I was at Starbucks the other day just meeting people. I was at Panda Express as I'm getting ready to leave, talking with the manager of the Panda Express, and she shared her heart with me, the pain that she's going through at loss of her son. And I said, what's your purpose? What's your passion? She said, to help women. I said, you can do it. Begin to help women who are going through pain. Shift. Make time. Start helping one woman. Shift to greatness. What's your passion? Start applying yourself to it now. Don't wait for a perfect time. Now is the time to begin to shift to greatness.
Yeah, and it starts with little steps, you know, and the first step is the important one, right? I mean, you got to make the first shift. The first thing is realizing that you're in the wrong gear or that your focus, you know, as you know, in bike riding, you know, people get into trouble sometimes because they have what they call target focus, which means that they focus on the wrong thing. So if you got to focus on the right thing, if you're focusing on those good and noble and those great things, those man-loving, those God-loving things, that is going to, that's your trajectory. That is your target point.
Exactly.
And
that's your target point.
Right, exactly. But if you're going to be, you know, focusing on the things of evil and, you know, what shoulda, coulda, woulda, and, you know, the missing things that you think are there, God knows if there's something missing, you know, God has a way of, you know, he's not going to let a void exist, but you have to trust him. You've got to let go of yourself enough to allow God in you to be manifest in that new identity, new for you, but for God, he knew that was always in you, right?
Absolutely. You know, you always have the naysayers, and there's a portion I wrote about them. It says, shift to greatness, press beyond the cynical cynics of souls who seek to hold you prisoner in a sick matrix of poison narratives that paralyze and ostracize you from the perfect love of God, draining you into a withering shell of chaff blown by the winds of hate, with twisted faces, disjointed legs, going nowhere, creating despair from hopelessness, making themselves irrelevant to anything beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, those
well,
are the enemies of greatness.
The comparison, you know, that people see in you when God is operating in you, it is threatening to some people. Because it holds them accountable, and they realize that they should be shifting to greatness, and they've chosen not to. But that is their choice. You have an individual choice and responsibility. Get a hold of the gears, find the right gear, and let it flow, right?
Let it flow, man. Let it
flow.
Yeah,
that's it.
What I'm going to be doing this coming Monday. Head in Phoenix. If we got some people in Phoenix, let me know. We're
here it is.
That way.
Yeah, we certainly do. And I want you to stay in touch with us. We're going to go with you, and we'll be shifting right along with you there, okay?
I appreciate it, Bill. Just
all right. Where can people go for more information, William?
ShiftToGreatness.org, and that's shift with two T's. ShiftToGreatness.org. It'll tell you more about it. Watch some videos. And be in prayer for this tour throughout America.
Here it is, William Owens. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, William.
Rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
I will stand my ground where hope can be found. I will stand my ground where hope can be found. Oh, oh Lord, oh Lord, I know you hear my cry. Your love is lifting me above all the light. No matter what I face, it's I know in time. You take all that is wrong and make it right.
Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, it's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Benjamin Weicker, Dr. Benjamin Weicker, is back with us. Always good to have him here sharing his insight. Of course, the author of The Reformation, 500 years later, 12 things we need to know. But there's some other things to consider, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the Reformation. We'll take advantage of his brilliance and historical knowledge. Before we do, let me bring Dr. Weicker on first. Dr. Weicker, always good to be talking to you, and good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me back.
Well, Dr. Weicker, you know, here we've had another episode in New York, and eight people died, at least a dozen injured, and we get the same mantra. You know, we need to eradicate this. This will never, we got to make sure this never happens again. And I cringe every time I hear that, because that really is something, I believe, that is outside of our ability to do, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. If we, I mean, you know, simply eradicating the attacks of radical Islam is would not be very easy because, first of all, we don't understand it. We misunderstand what their motives are. Mm-hmm. And secondly, as you know, I don't perceive any time in the future when they're not going to be trying to do this. So it isn't that you let it happen. It's that you realize you have to be prepared continually and do what it actually takes to reduce, you know, these kinds of attacks.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've made it clear they want to eradicate America and the infidels. I mean, that is their rallying cry. This was the rise of ISIS. Even this gentleman who came here on the diversity program, which is just bizarre, the kind of liberal, open-minded thinking that brought this and how many others to this country who come from a, you know, a part of the world that has no comprehension and understanding of the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, that and it, even if they did, they reject it. It's not like, oh, my gosh, if we sent them a copy, that would make it different.
Right.
They have an entirely different understanding of everything. That's the thing we can't grasp. We think secretly think everyone is like us underneath. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and really they're secretly wanting to be like that when the truth is, and this is why I have a chapter on Islam in my book, you need to go back to the beginning of Islam. What are their basic understanding of the world? It's formed mm-hmm. their understanding of the world for centuries. You're going all the way back to the 600s. This isn't something that just popped up recently.
Exactly.
And we, the United States and Europe as well, are, as you're saying, considered from the very beginning to be infidels. That is, those who have rejected the truth that Allah, but Muhammad being his consummate prophet. And so we're worse than just unbelievers. We've turned away from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're on the, you know, first on the strike map, and they're looking at Europe and America, not as, you know, in the terms of maybe we do. Here we've got a fight between secularism and Christianity, and, you know, we're having our cultural battles. They look at the whole thing as here is washed out Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the infidel civilization. Look at it. It must be eliminated. And we're going to do it by any means possible. And that's, as you say, that's essential doctrine for them. Mm-hmm. Not something that just popped up recently.
Well, Thomas Jefferson understood it. I mean, when we were getting attacked by the Barbary pirates, I say we, the United States, he said, well, let me find out about these guys. He reads up on them, and in short order, I think he went to the Evelyn Wood School of Speed Historical Understanding because it didn't take him long, and called it for what it is and said, send in the Marines.
Yeah.
So, took care of this lickety-split. But here, I mean, fast forward, it is amazing to me, and with you being a historian, I imagine it's hard for you at times, Benjamin, to see the craziness
Yeah.
that occurs, how we ignore history. I mean, this is exact. I mean, this isn't theoretical. I mean,
No.
You know, Muslims have an established pattern here. And, you know, you have somebody coming in, for example, on a diversity program. They were raised with a certain mindset. And then, you know, these theorists, well, he was radicalized over the Internet here. Well, no, the foundation was already laid, you know, in the early development of this young man as he grew up in his home country. And so he brought that here. It wasn't like all of a sudden he re-identified himself as an American, a freedom-loving American. He's still a Muslim holding to those values that, you know, I think in terms of conversion really puts him on the inner circle of, of a fast track conversion, don't you think?
Well, what the point is that they look at, you know, and this is centuries old. We think like people change their mind every week like we do. You look at the Internet, oh, now I think this, now I think that. This is deeply enculturated, and we don't understand how different it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the confusion stretches back, you know, several centuries. It wasn't around at the Reformation because at that time Europe was, you know, 500 years ago, Europe was about to be swamped by Islam. Everyone thought that was the last century for Christianity, period.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened is you have the rise of secular liberalism, which hated Christianity. And oddly enough, sort of had a love affair with Islam. And this begins like in the 1800s, mainly in the beginning in the 1700s, where they're thinking Christianity is bad and Islam is better. And it's more like what we're in tune with. And we're always going to throw our weight against Christianity, and we'll be Islam-friendly. And they're really better than Christians all the way around. And it proves how bad Christians are by comparison. So that was the beginning of the notion that the, you know, the going with the Crusades was something like the, you know, here are the evil Christians going and bothering the freedom-loving, peaceful Muslims, when it was reversed.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and you got to imagine this was probably driven more by men than women, because it's not like women are having a hard enough time, you know, just following the Bible, much less saying, okay, now we're really going to, you know, step back into the dark ages here and accept a manner of faith and religion that is absolutely antithetical to their instincts.
Yeah, and you know, you have this pattern then that makes its way into Europe and America, and you can see the result of it on the left saying, you know, doing anything to not identify this guy as Islamic, and if it is, it's accidental. Oh, he was radicalized, like it's something that happened.
Right.
You know, oh, this was weird. You know, he started collecting stamps or something, you know, because he looked at the internet.
Right.
And what's really happened when you say radical, it's really rooted in the origin of the word, which means the root. These people are going back to the origin, to the root of Islam, and they're saying, well, this is what it means.
Mm-hmm.
It means to conquer, and that means to you know, subjugate the infidel, either kill them or do whatever it takes to take over their territory and make them, you know, obedient subjects who pay you a tax,
exactly,
or they get eliminated.
And of course, his name was what? The Sword of Allah, supposedly? It's like we're letting him come through. I mean, this is the thing that cracks me up. You know, they talk about, you know, it's time that we super vet, you know. Well, how about if we just vet? I mean, if somebody comes in the country and says, hey, I'm the Sword of Allah, and oh, by the way, I've already made the pronouncement that I won't want you guys living. I want you to be subjected to me. And I'm coming into the country with that kind of understanding and pronouncement of, you know, like, why are we letting them in? Right?
And how many times does it have to happen until there's a head scratching where we start actually thinking?
Mm-hmm. And then how many others, because you get the chain migration, and I believe I was reading something this morning, said that at least 26 other people have been on the coattails of this man. So do we have some 26 other potential problems that are associated with this? I mean, as you mentioned, he goes back to his root. You know, are the others going to go back to their root as well?
Well, they probably don't have to go back. They're probably already there.
Oh, Lordy. Well, we're talking with Dr. Benjamin Weicker, and these are things you're talking about and that we're trying to, you know, figure out. And I understand, you know, my mentor used to tell me, Bill, sometimes we can be so open-minded that our brains fall out. And this is, I see America very much like this right now. Hey, it's up to us to say something different.
You buy Sears. Fall is here, and that means it's the perfect time to get your home ready for the colder months as well as for the holidays. Just like you maintain your car, you need to maintain your home appliances and systems. As the nation's number one provider of appliance services, Sears Home Services suggests routine maintenance to help make sure your appliances run smoothly. Chip Wade, celebrity home designer and expert craftsman.
Help avoid breakdowns during the busy holiday season by maintaining your appliances properly. Clean your refrigerator's condenser coils twice a year, as dirty coils can lead to expensive repairs and cause the fridge to run inefficiently. As the weather gets colder, the last thing you want is for your heating system to conk out. Avoid this issue by inspecting the air filters in your furnace monthly during the fall and winter, and replace it if it's dirty.
Purchase needed maintenance parts via SearsPartsDirect.com. Or, if you prefer, do it for me, visit SearsHomeServices.com/fall. There, you can schedule home services and learn about seasonal offerings. To learn more, visit SearsHomeServices.com/fall.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to warrior up, but my prayer is that you understand, you know, what you're fighting for and that you are in a war. I mean, people have declared war on America, your very families. You know, what happened in Las Vegas? What happened in New York, Orlando? Just, you know, take a pick here. We are under attack, ladies and gentlemen, but look at it. We're just going to sit there and just take it. And continue to be abused and not employ some intellect here and understand that we have to be prepared. I don't know how many more fatalities or how many attacks, Dr. Weicker, that we have to sustain before America wakes up.
I don't know, because you wouldn't think you'd need very many, but there's the confusion is way deeper, mm-hmm. unfortunately. Then you know what we think. It's an entire confusion about what is good, what is evil, what is the good way to live, what isn't. So there's, you know, you have a kind of deep moral relativism sustained in the West for some time, and that not only corrodes people's ability to judge things. That is, well, one religion's as good as any other, they're all bad. I mean, that's how the left looks. But Christianity's the worst. That's basically how they understand things. Mm-hmm. But you have the inability to come up with any kind of a cogent analysis of, well, this is the situation, what should we do now? So when you have that deep moral relativism, it creates this dynamic with Islam. They look at the secular West and say, well, if that's what it's about, why would we want that?
They're deserving a judgment.
So, you know, and they're not having children. So, you know, Islam is moving in. There's a demographic explosion, a Muslim demographic explosion in Europe. So, you know, people in the West have chosen the sexual revolution and you know, all kinds of sexual perversity. Mm-hmm. They're being displaced by people who, oddly enough, believe that we should have children. So there's a lot of dynamics that people don't take into account. And we don't just have to worry about, attacks like this. You have large areas of Europe and soon the United States where what you'll have is just the transformation from a a kind of a secular liberal sort of Christianized regimes to Muslim, you know, regimes. That's what it will be, and that will be the end of the discussion, mm-hmm. as it is in the places where they've taken over. There is no discussion. It's not a debate. It's Islam.
Exactly. Well, it's been said, Charles Finney said, that revival comes when it's most needed. I think we got a little bit of a second chance here in November when people of faith came out in record numbers to stop the madness and to elect somebody outside of the Beltway and the norm as defined by the ruling elites of this country. And there is a disturbance in the force. They don't like the idea that somebody coming out of nowhere, how dare he, end up in the Oval Office. But instinctively, Main Street America said, look, I believe we have a businessman who understands business, a true chief executive officer. Maybe we have a shot at getting this country back on track. That only takes care of one part of it. But to your point, there is a spiritual revival that is so essential here that needs to be promoted. And talking with Franklin Graham, he shared with us how many people are coming out for prayer. And what I've envisioned are like bonfires of revival that are taking place, but they haven't all coalesced in such a way that it's overtaken this country to where we can get away from this relative moralism that we find ourselves in and are so compromised that we've become unhinged from the truth of God.
Yeah, and even just common sense. I mean, you know, it's like,
yes.
You know, this should be easily discoverable by the left. They don't like you. They're out to kill you. Why do you welcome them in?
Right,
they
exactly.
They just tell you that. You know, this is not deep thought.
And to me, it's like the law of gravity. I keep telling people, it's like the law of gravity. Violate the law of gravity, and it hurts. It's very painful, okay?
Yeah.
And this is what we're doing in every area of our life. It's just that simple. Maybe a lot, you know, maybe a little bit more subtle. You may have room because of its subtleness to say, okay, along the way, I can say there's no God, and I can violate those laws, but it's like one of the, you know, it's like that old saying, the Pennzoil commercial, you can pay me now or pay me later. At some point, it needs to be reconciled, and that's the dangerous part, is that we're starting to lose generations along the way with this kind of insanity, and then we you know, now become at the pronouncement of our former president no longer being a Christian nation, and it's as if the United States of America just shrugged over that statement.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, when you say you're no longer a Christian nation, what you mean is it's been secularized to the point where you know, people no longer hold anything, or and they also simultaneously hold anything as true. I mean, it's just it's moral and intellectual chaos, and that is literally a vacuum, and it's more pronounced in Europe. It, you know, that's what Islam is rushing into. It tells people, hey, there is truth. This is the truth. You have to be moral. These are the things you have to do. You do have something to live for, you know, you can conquer the infidel. This is a corrupt culture. Yes, it looks that way. So we're setting ourselves up for it.
Without a doubt.
So Christians have to come into that breach and say, no, we need to evangelize.
Exactly. And what you just pointed out here is the pattern that the Muslims worked in terms of their orthodoxy and their conservatism in taking over moderate Muslims. What did they offer the moderate Muslims? They said, you guys are blowing it. You're not realizing it because you have violated the rules of Allah. And the Quran. And so what happened? You had a Muslim revival that took place in the Middle East, and they march on. ISIS rises up and says, okay, we are the spear of Allah. We're going to go and we're going to square away the entire world because, you know, look at the West. Look at what's going on. You know, look at their movies that they present. And it's amazing. They come here and next thing you know, because, hey, we're all part of the human race, they fall, you know, they themselves are falling victim to the sins of the West. They're pulled into the debauchery and somehow still manage to claim some sort of high ground because they're doing it all in the name of Allah, and you know, that the ends justify the means.
Yeah, and it actually has, from, you know, in regard to Islam. They don't have a just war theory like we do. Here are certain things you can't do in war. Their theory is if you are in a defensive war, then you can do anything. I mean, you can blow up children. You can do anything. You can, you know, rape, pillage. It doesn't matter, because at that point you're freed from any restrictions, and they simply regard themselves as always in a defensive war. That's why they have to put us in the terms of we're the ones violating them, not they're the ones attacking us.
Right.
So and that's what frees them up to do all these things. So they have a simultaneously odd combination of, you know, a strict morality that is in big contrast to the Western, you know, immorality,
mm-hmm.
a secular immorality, and then, you know, hey, do anything you want in war, and you can have literally you know, sexual slaves, and that's good. It's smiled on by God.
Right.
So you get a ruthlessness tied to a kind of a moral core that becomes very attractive, but certainly very effective, and Christianity is kind of, you know, rolled over and died in regard to its relationship to secularism, so it's weak and needs to revive itself.
Without a doubt. Well, I believe that Christians can learn something, in a sense, when it comes to passion and commitment for beliefs and what they see, you know, what Muslims do, because I see how Jesus is abused in this country, and Muslims would not even allow anything close to occur to, you know, in reference to Muhammad.
Or even actually to Jesus. They mm-hmm. hold Jesus in high regard. He's just not divine.
Mm-hmm.
They hold St. Mary in high regard. So they actually see us, you know, our irreligion, even towards the person we're supposed to be central to, Jesus Christ, as a sign that we're devout.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more complex than people think. And that's why I point out in the, you know, the Reformation 500 years later, right now, all Christians need to get together. We need to get over our divisions, because we have two enemies. We have the secular liberalism trying to destroy us and Islam trying to destroy us.
Mm-hmm.
That should be enough to galvanize us, I should hope.
Well, Dr. Walker, I've maintained ever since God revealed this to me that I didn't believe that Jesus came to die to set up denominations.
Yeah, oddly enough, it says something about that in the Bible somewhere. I don't know. Something about, you know, let them be one, and, you know,
yes.
Christ is the head of the church. And as I say in the book, you know, both sides have, there's blame to go around everywhere. We all have reason to be humble.
Yes.
And when we realize, okay, yeah, that we shouldn't have done that, we shouldn't have done that, yeah, that was a mistake. And, hey, right now we're all being attacked.
Mm-hmm.
Secular liberalism doesn't distinguish. It wants to extinguish all Christians, and the same is true with Islam.
Mm-hmm.
Time for us, you know, we're under a common attack in the castle here.
Right.
We need to make friends, rather than, focus on these divisions.
Well, you ignore the warning that God gave to Cain, and it echoes through the millennia. He said, if you do right, will it not go well for you?
Yeah,
and that
exactly.
is the question to today's Christians, and I believe that is the question, the echo that still resounds today, even in looking back at the Reformation 500 years later and the 95 theses that were placed on the door of Wittenberg, right?
Exactly. And the better we understand that, the more likely we are to realize, hey, you know, this time to bring the Reformation to a close. It's time to work for unity rather than disunity.
Well, Professor and Dr. Benjamin Walker has been with us, author of the book, The Reformation, 500 Years Later, 12 Things You Need to Know. Dr. Walker, an honor to have you with us, and look forward to having you back. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
It is a couple of minutes before the top of the hour. Stay with us, America. The conversation continues right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.